While many kids are making their holiday wish lists, the patients at Nationwide Children's Hospital are simply wishing they could be home. But you have the power to make their stay a little brighter. The moment you make a donation, the butterflies on the lawn at Nationwide Children's light up for our patients to see. And that gift brings joy, funds research, and the world's finest care. Please, light up the lawn. Light up a life. Give now at nationwidechildrens.org/give.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
In excelsis Deo. pre-tribulational, dispensational, independent, and standing on the inspired, preserved Word of God, the King James Bible, as our final authority. This is the Sword of the Spirit podcast with your host and Bible teacher, Joseph Russiello. Take your Bible, sit back, and join us as we open and study the Word of God. And now, here's your host.
Well, hey there, folks. This is Joe Russiello, and it is great to be with you once again as we open up and study the precious Word of God, your King James Bible. And you know, folks, as always, wherever you are, whenever you are, and on whatever platform it is you find yourself listening to us on, it's always, always, always my prayer that you also find yourself in the grace and the mercy of our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Sword of the Spirit podcast. And we are broadcasting to you live from the Asylum Studios deep in the bowels of Southwest Texas in the beautiful city of Eagle Pass. And I would like to, first of all, wish everyone listening a very Merry Christmas. It's a beautiful, beautiful Lord's Day here in Eagle Pass. And not only that, but it's Christmas Eve. And what a blessing it is to be here with you today. Now, folks, of course, I hope that you did make it out to church today, and I trust that your pastor brought you a message on the true meaning of Christmas today. And I hope and I pray that it set a fire in your heart for the Lord, that it set a fire in you for His Word, and of course, renewed that burden for the lost and the dying that we come in contact with every single day. Now, today on the Sword of the Spirit podcast, on our Sermon Sunday broadcast, we're going to have a Christmas Eve type of a message for you today. We're going to be examining a few things about the wise men, and we'll be talking about that very, very shortly. And because it is Christmas Eve, and you really ought to be spending time with your family at this time, if you're blessed enough to have your family with you, you really should be spending time with them. So I'm not going to keep you on here long today. We're going to kind of fly through the usual opening of the show, and then we're going to get into our message for our Sermon Sunday. And it is in nowhere near as long as they usually go. So we're going to keep it short and sweet today. But we are going to talk about the birth of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. But first, I'm going to ask you to do just a couple of quick things for me. First of all, would you visit our website, swordofthespiritpodcast.com. That's swordofthespiritpodcast.com. And when you get over there, would you just head on over to our contact section, open up that web form, and why don't you send us over a message? You can let us know whatever's on your heart, whatever's on your mind, any questions, comments, cares, or concerns that you might have. And also, you can send over your prayer requests. Now, if you don't like to use the web form, I can totally understand that. I'm not really crazy about them myself. You could always email me directly at info@swordofthespiritpodcast.com. That's info@swordofthespiritpodcast.com. Now, also, while you're on our website, would you please look for that support button in our navigation bar? We've made a few changes to it, so you might see a few different options available to you if you would like to make a contribution. So why don't you pray about it? And if the Lord leads you to do it, and if these podcasts and these live broadcasts have been a blessing to you in any way, and if you'd like to become an active part of this ministry, folks, your contributions will go a very, very long way, and I would be so extremely thankful for it. Now, first and foremost, we always want to just pause here and just give thanks to the Lord Jesus Christ, first of all, for the incredible free gift of salvation that He provided for us on the cross of Calvary. Today, tomorrow, we celebrate the birth of our Savior. We celebrate God putting on human flesh, coming to this world as an infant, dependent upon human beings, to dependent upon his creation. Just think about that. The Creator depending upon his creation to nurture and to love and to grow into the man that he became, and suffered that cruel, torturous death on a cross just to demonstrate his love for us and sacrificing himself to pay for our sins. Wow, you think about that. Just think about that. And we're going to talk about that more when we get into today's message. But it's something to be so thankful for, and to understand that this is a free gift. A free, absolutely 100% free gift. All you have to do is ask him. All you have to do. Just trust him. Believe. And the gift is yours. Now, I also want to say thank you to, of course, the Lord for allowing me to have this platform, to have this ministry, and that through this podcast, we've been able to reach people all around the world to tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ. What a huge, amazing, incredible blessing and gift it's been. And I honestly can't believe how this year has flown by. And with all the things that have taken place over the course of the last year, that we're here at this point celebrating the birth of our Savior. Wow. I also want to say thank you to all of you who support us through your prayers. Thank you so much for your prayer support. Your prayers really do mean a lot to me, and to know that you folks are praying for me, that you're praying for my family, you're praying for this ministry, it really does help keep me going. So thank you so very much for it. Please continue to pray for us here at the Sword of the Spirit podcast, and for the changes that are going to be coming around with the new year, and I'll explain that a little bit more of that before we get into the message in just a few minutes. But your prayers are so important to me, and so thank you so very much for those prayers. Also want to say thank you to all of you who currently support us financially and still support us financially. Thank you so very much for your support. As I've said many, many times, your financial support really does help us to keep things afloat. Through your financial support, we're able to purchase Bibles and send them out to folks that request them. We're able to send money out to active missionaries that we know that are out there working for the Lord, setting up ministries, planting churches, teaching folks in foreign lands about the Lord Jesus Christ. So I am so thankful for your financial support, because you get to take part of that. Also want to say thank you to all of you who have listened in to everything that we've been putting out there. Thank you so much for being so faithful to us, and for opening up your Bible with us on a regular basis, on a semi-weekly basis as we do our podcasts. And thank you so very much for it. Your plays, your downloads have been increasing, and we are just so blessed by it. Now, folks, wherever it is that you're listening, please be sure to like, subscribe, and share it with your friends, your family, and your followers. That way, you'll help us to spread the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, folks, time for some announcements. All right, let's see. We have just a few announcements for you today, the usual stuff. Now, just want to remind you of our Thursday night Bible study, every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And we have been going through the study of the dispensations. Last week, we concluded with the Great Tribulation, the second half of the tribulation period, that seven-year period that comes right before the millennial reign of Christ, and we go off into eternity. And it was a blessing of a study. And thank you so much to everybody for your feedback on it. It's been an intense study. It's been a difficult study at times. And I am so thankful that you guys have stuck through with it with me. Now, we've completed the dispensation of the tribulation. Next week, Lord willing, Thursday night, we'll be getting into the dispensation of the millennium, the millennial reign of Christ. And then after that, we're off into eternity. And then we'll be getting into a new study shortly after that. Not exactly sure where we're going yet. I have a few thoughts and ideas that we're building up on my end here, and we'll see how the Lord leads as we get closer to it. Now, also want to tell you about our Sermon Sunday broadcast every Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. Central Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, where can you hear these broadcasts? Well, currently, as was indicating earlier, we are recording these broadcasts, so they're not being broadcast to you live. But the situation is that our host platform has some kind of a coding problem with the studio app that we use to do the live broadcast, and they have disabled it pending some updates, and hopefully they'll be able to get that back up and running soon. In the meantime, what I've been exploring, I've been looking at ways to self-host. So we would still be able to do our live broadcasts, but it would be through just a self-hosting type platform where you'd be able to get the live broadcast directly from our website instead of going through either the website or to Spreaker or somewhere else. And that also opens up a lot of opportunities for me to do different apps, more of the newer podcast 2.0 compliant apps, and it's going to open up a lot of opportunity for us. It's going to be a little bit more work because with the studio app we use, it's pretty simple. It's a lot of just drag and drop stuff, so it's easy for that. But with self-hosting, there are other little considerations we have to take in, and so it's going to be a little bit of a bumpy start, I think, but we should be getting there. Now, I've already purchased a number of the items that I'm going to need to do the self-hosting, and I'm expecting them to be delivered sometime within the next 2 weeks, and we'll take that time to learn and to develop it and to get it set up, and we'll see how that all goes. So I'm excited about that. So long roundabout to get to, head over to our website, swordofthespiritpodcast.com/listen. We have a player up there right now where you can listen to all of our archived episodes. We also have links to most of the podcast platforms that we're on. And so just click on one of those links. Or if you have a favorite podcast platform, you could probably just find us on there as well. Now, if your favorite platform or a platform that you have been starting to use doesn't carry our podcast, drop me a note, info@swordofthespiritpodcast.com, and we'll work to get that available to you on that platform that you like to use. All right. Now, folks, if you are in the Eagle Pass area and you're looking for a good King James Bible-believing and Bible-teaching church, why don't you consider paying us a visit over at First Baptist Church of Eagle Pass? We meet at 664 North Monroe. Our Sunday school hour starts at 10 a.m. Our worship service begins at 11 a.m. Our Sunday evening service is at 6 p.m. And yes, we are having an evening service for tonight. And our Wednesday night Bible study is at 7 p.m. Now, for more information, all you need to do is visit the church's Facebook page. And to do that, just log into Facebook, search for First Baptist Church of Eagle Pass. And once you get there, you're going to find a lot of really helpful information. And also, you'll find episodes of the podcast. And as always, we're thankful to the folks at First Baptist Church for allowing us to use the church's Facebook page. And of course, to our pastor and our friend, John Monk, for the same, and also for his support and his encouragement as we move forward. Folks, it's a great little church. And if you are in the area, you really should come by and check us out. All right, folks, if you are interested in prepping, I want to tell you about the Contra Radio Network. Now, the Contra Radio Network is a single podcast that houses nearly a dozen talented podcast and vidcast hosts from around the country who release content daily. The Contra Radio Network releases 15 to 20 shows a week, depending on current events, and there are no issues that are off limits. If you want to break down to current events, got it. Want to know more about preparedness and self-sufficiency? Got it. You want more Bible studies? Got it. Want a guy driving around ranting like a lunatic? Got that too. Want more politics, sports, camping, firearms? Well, the Contra Radio Network has it all covered. Now, you can find the Contra Radio Network on all of your favorite podcast platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. You can also find them on their website at crn.best. That's crn.best for the Contra Radio Network. All right, folks, also want to tell you about the Three Pillars Podcast. The Three Pillars Podcast is hosted by my friend and good brother in Christ, Chase Tobin. And the Three Pillars Podcast focuses on your personal growth with the three pillars of fitness: spiritual, mental, and physical. Sorry, I lost my place there. There's a new episode available to you every Friday morning. Now, for the video, you can check them out on YouTube at number 3 Pillars Podcast. You can also find them on Rumble at 3 Pillars Podcast, and also on WordPress, their website at 3pillarspodcast.wordpress.com. Now, if you want the audio, you can find all of the audio content on your favorite podcast platforms as well, like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and so, so many more. So don't forget to check them out. Every Friday, a new episode, and it's a real blessing. It's a real blessing to be able to tune in on a Friday morning and get that spiritual, mental, and physical food that Brother Chase provides. All right, folks, I just want to remind you to head over to our website, swordofthespiritpodcast.com, and get yourself on our programming subscription notifications. All right, so all that is an email that we send out when there's a change to our programming schedule. So it doesn't cost you anything, so it's absolutely free. We don't sell or share your contact information. It all stays right here with us. And you're only going to get information related to programming changes. So we're not going to spam you with a lot of things. So head over to our website, find that web form on our homepage, and get yourself on that email list. This way you can stay in the know. Also on our website, you should check out our Sword Swag page. If you want to get one of these great Sword of the Spirit podcast coffee mugs, you really should get one before they're gone. Because we're not sure we're going to be using the same format anymore. So get yours before they go. And also, if you'd like to get one of our Sword of the Spirit podcast t-shirts, you could find them there as well. Just click on the info button, send us over what you're looking for, and I'll send you the link to where you can make your contribution, and we'll be sure to get that sent out to you as quickly as we possibly can. Now, today's broadcast beverage slurp is... just some water, nothing special. Okay. All right. Let's see. What else do we have here? Okay. Now, folks, if you are in the San Antonio, Eagle Pass, Del Rio, Brackettville, Kinney County area, and you are interested in a license to carry class, I want to tell you about the classes being presented by Armory One. Now, if you want to carry a handgun for self-defense, you really should do it the right way. You really should learn the laws concerning carry of a firearm and how to apply deadly physical force. Now, you can join us on Saturday, December 30th at 10 a.m. on Ranch Road 693, which is approximately a mile and... or so, like 1.2 miles east of Highway 277 in Kinney County. And the course is only about 4 hours. Each student needs to bring a handgun of a .22 caliber or higher and 50 rounds. Now, if you don't have a handgun or you need to rent one, you can do that on site. Now, for more details, just head over to armory1.com, and you can find out more information. The course is $40 to for the license to carry, and a $10 handgun rental fee if you need that. So head over to armory1.com, or you can reach out to Carl at 210-705-9951, and I will see you there, too. All right. Now, if you want to find out more about us on our social media platforms, we're not on very many of them. You can find us on TikTok, Getter, and Truth Social at SOTS Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter/X at The SOTS Podcast. We really don't post very much on there except for show-related material. So, but jump on the list, you know, follow us, friend us, whatever you call it. See, I'm not great with the social media stuff, so I'm sorry about that. But get on there with us, and I'll be sure to follow you back, and, you know, you'll get some updated information before it even hits the air. All right. Well, folks, we're going to take our first break here, and that'll give you a chance to go grab yourself some coffee, some water. And when we come back, we'll continue on and start moving into the Sermon Sunday broadcast for today. All right, folks, this is the Sword of the Spirit podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share it with your friends, your family, and your followers. That way you'll help us spread the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we'll be back right after this. Stay with us.
Mighty lays his blood. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
That's the sound of your next vacation. And it's fast approaching. Really fast if you're a BJ's Wholesale Club member. Because BJ's Travel offers better value than you'll find anywhere else on cruises, even from the cruise lines. And we back that up with our 110% best price guarantee. Plus, BJ's members can also receive up to a $500 BJ's gift card on qualifying cruises. Simply visit travel.bjs.com to set sail for less today. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This book contains the mind of God, the state of man, the way of salvation, the doom of sinners, and the happiness of believers. Its doctrines are holy, Its precepts are binding, its histories are true, and its decisions immutable. Read it to be wise, believe it to be safe, and practice it to be holy. It contains light to direct you, food to support you, and comfort to cheer you. It is the traveler's map, the pilgrim's staff, the pilot's compass, the soldier's sword, and the Christian's character. Christ is its subject, our good its design, and the glory of God its end. It should fill the memory, rule the heart, and guide the feet. Read it slowly, frequently, and prayerfully. It is given to you in life, will be open in the judgment, and be remembered forever. It involves the highest responsibility, rewards the greatest labor, and condemns all who trifle with its holy precepts. The King James Bible, God's holy book.
Amen, amen, amen. Welcome back to the Sword of the Spirit podcast, folks. It is a beautiful, beautiful Christmas Eve here in Eagle Pass. And it is great to be with you today. Now, this is the first time that we've tried a Christmas Eve broadcast. So maybe it'll be a success. I don't know. You know, and of course, that also depends on the rest of the show. I understand that. And if I have any more bad jokes, you know, and if I do have any more bad jokes, it'll go downhill real fast, right? But we're going to do our very best tonight to do better than that. Now, if you have your Bible, you might want to turn over to the book of Matthew. And if you don't, you might just want to listen along. I'm just going to rehearse a few verses for you out of Matthew chapter 2. Matthew and chapter 2. All right. Now, Matthew chapter 2 is the first book in your New Testament, the 40th book of your Bible, second chapter. Matthew chapter 2, you find the story of the wise men coming, seeking Jesus. Matthew chapter 2 and verse 10. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Now, you know, Christmas can be, and it often has been, an infectious time of year. You know, it seems to cross all boundaries, doesn't it? Back in World War I, there was a Canadian regiment that was fighting in a field called Flanders Field across no man's land. And, you know, that was in the days when it was trench warfare. And such was the case on this particular Christmas Eve. Now, they were so close together. You know, the Germans were in front of them for the most part. And then you had the Americans on one side, the British on the other, and the Canadians, you know, all in their trenches. And they were so close to one another that they could literally hear the conversations going back and forth. There were only simple strands of barbed wire that separated them and very, very short distances. Now, the Canadians had a very unusual instrument of war in this particular regiment. It was a piano. Lieutenant Rice was part of that regiment, and from all accounts, he was quite the musician. Well, the morning of Christmas Eve, the Canadians loaded up that piano on a truck, and they brought it out to the front lines, and they were able to hoist it down into the trench where Lieutenant Rice was stationed. And at midnight, he began to play some Christmas carols that were familiar to people, you know, all over the world. He played Silent Night, which is one of my favorites. And then he played Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And you know, he went down the repertoire of those beloved Christmas carols of the Christian world. The Canadian soldiers sang with great gusto. And when they paused, they realized that right across the field, the Germans were singing with them. And after a while, one Canadian tenor stood up on the parapet and he began to sing with all of his might. It was Christmas Eve. Then Rice began to play an excerpt from Wagner's Tannhäuser. The Germans across the field were yelling, "More! More! More!" And then a German with a rich baritone voice stood up on the parapet on his side in full view of British rifles, and he began to sing. No one shot anybody, even though the opportunity was there. Christmas. Christmas brings its own particular spirit that oftentimes penetrates the hard soil of a very embittered world. And if you look for them, you can find them. Now, our text says that the wise men rejoiced. Why? Why did the wise men rejoice? You know, I like to ask questions. I like to ask why. Well, why did they rejoice? Well, was it that they finally arrived at a destination that they had been long pondering and pursuing? You know, the Bible says that they came from the east. Now, the east in Bible language means they came over from Babylon. You know, these guys could have been traveling for as much as 1,000 miles. You know, folks, that's a long camel trip. You know, there's no AC, there's no radio, no cruise control. I mean, you know, there's no Buc-ee's along the trail. McDonald's aren't available. You know, it's a long trip. It's a long trip. But was it just because they finally arrived that they rejoiced? Or was it because the adventure, the whole star adventure, was so incredibly exciting? Or because they finally arrived in the Holy Land? I mean, there they were in the Holy Land. Well, perhaps all those things had something to do with it, but at best, they were secondary. I submit to you today three or four things why they rejoiced, why the wise men rejoiced. And I'm going to tell you what the first one is. The first one is that they knew when they came to the house where the young child was and they fell down and worshiped him, they knew who they stood before. Well, how did they know it? You know, these guys, in order to arrive at the conclusion that they were looking for a star, and then they set out in this 1,000-mile journey to find this child that was prophesied in the scriptures, you know, folks, they had to be students of the Word of God. They had to know something about Genesis chapter 3, Genesis 9, Genesis 12, Genesis 15, Genesis chapter 49. You know, they had to have some familiarity with Numbers chapter 24, Daniel chapter 9, Nehemiah 2, and 1 Samuel chapter 2. They had to know something about 1 Kings chapter 10, Exodus 30, Song of Solomon 5, Isaiah chapter 7, and Isaiah chapter 9. So, in other words, they had to spend some time studying the scripture to motivate them and compel them to endure such a long, arduous, difficult journey. Now, you put all those scriptures together and you'll come to the conclusion that I'm sure they did. They knew who they stood before. I mean, it's difficult to even wrap your brain around that when you stop and ponder it. They were standing there, and as a result of perhaps years of study, they finally came to the conclusion that God incarnate was going to be born in the Holy Land on such and such time, on such and such occasion, and we are now here, standing, looking at God in the flesh. Now, I don't know what that would do for you, but I find that staggering. I mean, I'm not even sure how to respond to that. You know, like, wow. I mean, are you kidding me? If you have an ounce of spirituality in your bones whatsoever, you've got to find that way beyond any Super Bowl, way beyond any World Series or Stanley Cup. I mean, that's quite a deal. What they found was more than a teacher, more than a great leader. What they found was something highly significant, God himself. For the angel declared Emmanuel, Now, Emmanuel, that's one of those words that was transliterated into our language. Not translated, transliterated. So in other words, it's the Hebrew word just brought over to English. And you know what that word means? Emmanuel. It means God is with us. Here, they actually looked on God in the flesh and blood. I mean, folks, no wonder they rejoiced. No wonder. I mean, that's better than a Happy Meal. Wow. And then there's another reason they rejoiced. Look back with me over in Matthew chapter 1. Matthew and chapter 1. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21. Here's the angel speaking to Mary. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now here's a reason to rejoice. They found salvation in a person. Now previous to that, that was an unknown doctrine. I mean, they really had no comprehension of salvation in a person. But he came according to the decree of the angel sent by Almighty God to save his people from their sin. When they pondered that, having known as much as about the Old Testament as they had to have understood, they said, wait a minute. Do you know what that's going to mean? That's going to mean no more peace offerings, no more burnt offerings, no more sacrifices, none of that kind of stuff. No more trespass offering. And their minds, I'm sure, went all the way back to Exodus chapter 12 and that first Passover and pondering what God said when he said, now the Passover you shall observe forever. And it required a lamb without spot and blemish. I mean, just put yourself, if you can, you know, use your imagination. You're going looking for a lamb. And the edict that was given was it had to be a lamb that was without spot, that was without blemish. I mean, that's not easy to find. You know, that could be really difficult. Now, as you participate in that annual event called the Passover, acknowledging not only what God historically did for Israel when he delivered them from Egyptian bondage, but also understanding that it was necessary, that it was a necessary part of your salvation. Wouldn't you always wonder if the lamb you found was as perfect as it needed to be? Wouldn't you always have some wonders and some doubts about that thing? I mean, no matter how thoroughly you looked over that lamb and you investigated him from the tip of his ear to the bottom of his foot, you know, you looked at him from head to toe. Is there a blemish? Will God accept my lamb if there's even a blemish that I couldn't see? Folks, that would be a nervous type of salvation, don't you think? And then all the other sacrifices that subsequently followed throughout the year. You know, in the Old Testament, there was even a sacrifice that was applicable to unknown sins. Boy, that's a wild one, isn't it? So in other words, God is saying, you sin and you don't even know you sin. Now, the more you become acquainted with the Word of God, the more you realize the reality of that. So he said, there's an appropriate sacrifice in the Old Testament for all of your unknown, unregistered, undocumented sins. Wow. And here they are looking at this infant and they're saying, he's going to end all that. It's just going to be eradicated because now salvation is in a person. It's no longer in what we do. It's no longer in the sacrifices that we surrender. It no longer has to do with their perfections or their imperfections. It has to do with the perfection of this child that they were looking at. Salvation's in a person. They discovered that. You know, the psalmist spoke of how wonderful salvation is in Psalm 21, verse 1. And then over in Psalm 22, he gives a detailed explanation of how that Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, was going to be sacrificed by crucifixion 1,000 years before crucifixion was known as a means of execution in any society. Wow. Think about that. God kind of knew what he was talking about, I guess. And then over in Isaiah 53. In Isaiah 53, that thing is elaborated on even more, talking about the one who will bear our burdens and carry our griefs. All that thing is expanded on in the Old Testament. They saw salvation in a person. I don't know about you folks, but that's a great relief, don't you think? Because if salvation was dependent upon all my activity and all my behavior, I would spend my entire life in spiritual anxiety. You know, and to put it kind of plain, it would make a nutcase out of you. I mean, it really would. It would make a psycho out of you if it was dependent upon you. I mean, folks, aren't you glad that it's for by grace are you saved through faith and that not of yourselves? It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So these guys aren't just rejoicing, man. They're doing backflips. I mean, they are absolutely thrilled to death. But that's not all. Not only did they see salvation in a person, but they saw hope for the depressed. Look with me back in Isaiah chapter 29. Isaiah chapter 29. You know, I am sure that you're aware of it, but, you know, the world is full of bad and sad stories, is it not? You know, I appreciate the song, "The King is Coming." The King's going to fix a lot of wrongs, folks. He's going to straighten out a lot of stuff. Now, in Isaiah chapter 29 and verse 18, "And in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. The meek also shall increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel." Wow. God says all of the wrongs and all of the evils of the world are one day going to be nullified and fixed. They saw that. They saw that all wrapped up in a child. Now, how in the world is such a thing possible? You know, in spite of the great society, you know, in spite of Lyndon Johnson's dreams, in spite of all the efforts of the United Nations and prior to them, the League of Nations, in spite of all that mankind has attempted to do to right the wrongs of the world, folks, it just seems like the wrongs just accumulate and compound themselves. Folks, there are tragedies all over. Is it possible? Now, mankind continues to attempt to convince itself that through some effort of humanity, we can fix all these things. Well, we've had 6,000 years. How are we doing? How are we doing? How many more thousands of years do we need? How are we doing? Evidently not so good. But according to the Word of God, there's one individual that's going to right the ship. He's going to fix it. The Bible says when he returns, and he is coming, folks, he's going to rule with a rod of iron, and there will be peace on earth. And the swords will be turned into plowshares. And all of that's going to be at his hand and at his disposal. So when they looked at this, they didn't have they didn't have any hope in the Red Cross or the UN and all the organizations and manipulations of mankind. They said, "There is our hope right there. That's our hope. That's our Christmas hope." They saw all the injustice of the world ending it with him. Look with me now in Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah chapter 9. Folks, that's what they saw. No wonder they rejoiced. No wonder. Now, in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Now, before we get to the next verse, I just want to show you something. I want you to notice something here. You know, if you have your Bible with you, what you have in your hands, now, you know, fortunately, what you have in your hands is a book that'll tell you how to stay out of hell. That's the number one most critically important message. But folks, do you know what else you got there? You got a political science textbook. That's what you've got. Look at the next verse. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Now, folks, there are over 400 prophecies in your Old Testament telling us about the first advent of the Lord Jesus Christ, telling us about his first coming. Every one of them, every single one of them found fulfillment. The zeal of the Lord of hosts did it. God said he'd do it, and he did it. Now, there was a professor out at UCLA years ago that taught mathematics, and he was a statistician. His name was Peter Stoner. And through a process of events, Mr. Stoner became a Christian. And I'm talking a real bona fide, born again, saved, on his way to heaven, bought by the blood Christian. Now, you know, this word Christian, you know, it's kind of flung around all ambiguous at times. And so sometimes you have to be fairly specific about it. So I'm talking about a real, genuine Christian. And he was a mathematician, a statistician. And of course, that was his vocation and his avocation. And, he got quite enamored with statistical probabilities in the Bible because he taught statistical probabilities in postgraduate classes at UCLA. So as he examined his Bible, he began to realize that, you know, the Old Testament was full of prophecies concerning the first coming of Jesus Christ, and they are so accurate and so on target that it would be impossible to miss them. And he wondered what the odds were of all 400 of them coming to reality would be. Now, this guy's a mathematician, statistical probability. And he had a class, a postgraduate class, studying those particular things. And he had, it was 40 students, right? It was 40 students in the class. And what he did one semester is he assigned every one of those prophecies to one of those students, just one prophecy. And he said, what I want you to do, I want you to spend the entire semester researching, and I want you to tell me what the odds would be. You know, folks down at the racetrack understand statistical probability, right? You know, it's a 40 to 1, you know, the odds are 40 to 1 that this old mare is going to cross the finish line, right? But that's statistical probability. Now, they don't call it that, but that's what it is. So he assigned every one of those students just one of those prophecies, and here's how it worked. Now, some of those were so well documented that they were undeniable. For example, the Bible says in Micah 5:2 that Jesus would be born in Bethlehem, right? Isn't that what it says? Now, what are the odds of Jesus being born in Bethlehem? He could have been born in Jerusalem. He could have been born in Nineveh, Nazareth. He could have been born anywhere. Now, what you got to do is figure out the population demographics of that area. What was the population of Jerusalem versus Bethlehem? And then you got to calculate what the odds are, okay? Well, you can tell that that would take a lot of research. That'd take a semester to figure out the whole thing. So he went through not all 400 prophecies, just 40 of them because he had 40 students. What are the odds of Jesus being betrayed for 30 pieces of silver when Zechariah said he would be? What are the odds of him being crucified, even though no one knew about crucifixion 1,000 years when the psalmist said he'd be crucified and then detailed that? What are the odds? Well, at the end of the semester, all the students brought their information back. And he said, okay, here are the odds of my particular assignment. So Professor Stoner then took all that information and he fed it into a computer. And, he posed the question, what are the odds of these 40 prophecies, not all 400, just 40, becoming a reality? And, the computer chewed on that for a while and finally, you know, said that here are the odds of those 40 prophecies becoming a reality. And, folks, even the greatest critics wouldn't deny this. the odds of those prophecies becoming a reality are 1 to 1 followed by 181 zeros. Folks, that's more than a national debt. We don't even have a number, a name for a number like that. You know, we call it, you know, by 10 powers or by 100 powers, you know, or whatever the case may be. 181 zeros. Now, Professor Stoner went on to explain it this way. He said, now imagine this. He said an electron is the tiniest thing we know of in the universe. It's so tiny that if you lined them up end to end, it would take 2.5 million billion of them to go 1 inch. 2.5 million billion of them to go 1 inch. Now he said, imagine this. Imagine a giant ball packed with electrons. And now this ball would have to be about 4 times the diameter of the universe. And then you take that ball and you pack that thing wall to wall with electrons. And you paint one of them, just one, fluorescent orange, and you throw it out into the middle of it. And then you blindfold a guy and you tell him he's got 30 minutes to find him. Well, the odds of him finding that are essentially the same as those 40 prophecies becoming a reality. But they did. But they did. The Lord of hosts will perform this with zeal. Now, when the prophet said that, he wasn't even talking about the first coming. He was talking about the next one. The Lord's going to perform it with zeal. So it doesn't matter if Hamas likes it. It doesn't matter if Congress likes it. It doesn't matter if the White House likes it. It doesn't matter if the Democrats like it. It doesn't matter if the Republicans like it. It doesn't matter if the Libertarians like it or the Independents like it. And it doesn't matter if you like it. God will perform it with zeal. Well, they understood as they looked at this babe in Bethlehem that one day he would return, not as he did the first time, but he's coming back as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Whoa. I honestly don't know how these guys slept for the next 5 nights just comprehending what it was that they were seeing and understanding. All injustices will come to an end at his next coming. Folks, this is the Sword of the Spirit podcast. We're going to take our last break of the afternoon here. And when we come back, we'll start to wrap up our Christmas Eve message on why did the wise men rejoice. Folks, please don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this with your friends, your family, and your followers. That way you'll help us spread the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we'll be back right after this. Stay with us.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Should we make plans for our anniversary?
Let's just pick something up from BJ's Wholesale Club.
From BJ's? How romantic.
Well, I was thinking...
bulk size mozzarella sticks?
No. A vacation package to the Caribbean.
Whoa! Can we afford that?
BJ's Travel offers even better value than those discount travel websites. Plus, a 110% best price guarantee. So yeah, we can.
Visit travel.bjs.com to book cruises, vacation packages, car rentals, hotels, and more. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
That's the sound of your next vacation. And it's fast approaching. Really fast if you're a BJ's Wholesale Club member. Because BJ's Travel offers better value than you'll find anywhere else on cruises, even from the cruise lines. And we back that up with our 110% best price guarantee. Plus, BJ's members can also receive up to a $500 BJ's gift card on qualifying cruises. Simply visit travel.bjs.com to set sail for less today. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
pligis panum. Ove face la tachon originale ed es non per arretene le monde entre saie d'espérance en cette nuit qui lui donne sauveur.
Sognar tu
Amen, amen, and amen. Welcome back to the Sword of the Spirit podcast, folks. This is Joe Russiello, and I know I said it earlier, but Silent Night has to be one of my favorite hymns ever. Ever. And what I think makes it so important to me is it's a song that my grandmother, grandfather, great-grandmother would sing. And my great-grandmother, I have few memories of my great-grandmother. She passed away when I was very, 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 very young. She would sing this in German. And it was beautiful, absolutely beautiful. But Silent Night, without a doubt, one of my favorites. Well, folks, we've been talking about why the wise men rejoiced. And my last point is quite simply this. The only one in Jerusalem, when the wise men came and inquired, you see, a lot of people are under the mistaken impression that the star actually led them all the way from the east to Jerusalem. But that's not the case, folks. If you read the scripture very carefully, it's not what happened. They saw the star. They were looking for the star, anticipating the star based upon what they read in Numbers, and they saw the star. So predicated upon the study of scripture, they went on their journey. And they didn't see the star again until they inquired as to where would be born the king of the Jews, as they stood before the court of Herod, the king, who honestly wasn't even a Jew. He was a governor that was put in place by the Roman government. And naturally, when he heard, you know, we're looking for him who was born king of the Jews, well, he instantly identified a threat. So he said, well, I have to do away with this threat. I have to eliminate this threat. And so very deviously, he said to them, you go find him. And when you find him, come and report to me, and I'll come worship him too. Now, interestingly, in your Bible, Herod is a type of the devil, the Antichrist. When they got to Jerusalem and said, you know, we're looking for him who's born king of the Jews, the only one who took him seriously was the devil. No one else did. Because Herod inquired of the scribes, the theologians, the scholars, you know, the church people. You know, I mean, these guys should have been on Saturday Night Live, you know, for all they knew. You know, the church people. And they said, you know, so what do you know about this? So, you know, they took their concordance and they looked it up and they said, oh, yes, it says right here that he should be born in Bethlehem. They had the information. They knew what it said. But the only one that took it seriously was Herod, the devil. Now, folks, Bethlehem is 4, maybe 5 miles from Jerusalem. That's really all it is. It's not that far, 4 to 5 miles. Wouldn't you think that if they had that kind of information in front of them, or you know, or if you had that information in front of you and you were a professed lifelong theologian having graduated from the highest seminary in the land, that you'd be serious enough to say, I can travel 5 miles to see what this thing is talking about? I mean, good night. Wouldn't you think they'd go 5 miles? But they didn't. They didn't. They didn't want to relinquish their authority, just like Herod didn't want to relinquish his. What prevents more people from coming to the Savior and trusting him personally and asking him for salvation, asking him for leadership, asking him for forgiveness of their sins? I'll tell you what it is. It's the same thing that Herod and the scribes suffered from. They don't want to relinquish authority over their own lives. That's the problem. You know, believing that I'm in control. I'm the master of my own destiny. You know, going along singing the old Frank Sinatra song, you know, I did it my way. Let me ask you, how's that working out? How's that working out? And let me tell you something. You allow Jesus Christ to guide the rudder of your ship, and you'll find out that he'll guide you to safe havens and ports you've never dreamed of. You surrender to him, and he'll do for you what you cannot do for yourself. They rejoiced. They rejoiced. Well, I get it. And one day I'm going to see him. The Bible says face to face. I won't see him as the lamb. I'll see him as the lion. And the reason I'll see him as the lion is because I've already received him as the lamb. I've received him. And if you haven't, could I encourage you to? I mean, really, what better time, what better day than Christmas Eve? We have a custom, and I guess most of us participate in it. You know, sometimes it's a little to our chagrin, but nonetheless, we do it. But at Christmas time, we give gifts to each other, don't we? Now, if you consult all the historians, they come up with a wide variety of reasons why that was all initiated and how it started and, you know, who did it first. But the point of it is, we celebrate Christmas by distributing gifts. And then, you know, some of us hang on to them for a couple of years and then we redistribute it, you know. I guess that's all right, you know. I got some ties that way. But when you really stop and think about it, the whole thing is really predicated by the real gift giver. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. God wants to give you a gift today. And it's better than a gift of gold and silver and precious stones. It's better than any gift you can imagine in your wildest dreams. It's the gift of eternal life. You know, about 400 years ago, a Spaniard landed on the shores of Florida, and he heard the Indians talking about a fountain of youth. And he spent a great deal of his career clunking around the swamps of the Everglades looking for this fountain. He never found it. He never found it. And do you know what happened to Ponce de Leon? He died. He died. Just like you and I are destined to do, should the Lord tarry. We're destined to it. He died. We die. But God said he wants to give you a gift. I can't even imagine the preciousness of such a gift. The gift of eternal life. And all you have to do is receive his gift, the Lamb of God. And receive him. And recognize that when he died on the cross, he shed his blood, God's blood, to forgive you of your sins. And the way you receive him is by faith. And you trust him. And you say, Lord Jesus, be merciful to me, a sinner. It doesn't have to do anything with joining a church. It has nothing to do with it. And you know what? I'm a church guy. I love the idea of the church. And if I could tell you to come join my church and you'll go to heaven, I mean, I could. I could tell you that, but it would be a big fat lie. Because churches don't save people. And I'm a church guy. Jesus Christ saves people. So if you'd receive him as your Savior, he'd give you the best gift you could ever have. The gift of eternal life. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the day you've given us. We thank you for this very special time of year, this Christmas season. God, we thank you so much for the true meaning behind it, not the commercialism that we see so rampant around the world. But Lord, the true meaning is that extremely precious gift of eternal life that you provided for us through your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for it, God. Thank you. And I pray for anyone listening to this message today that if they don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, that they would call upon him today. For there is no better day than Christmas Eve and Christmas time to call upon the Savior. And Father, we'll thank you and we will bless you for it in the precious name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, folks. Well, that will just about do it for our Sermon Sunday broadcast. Thank you for taking the time to be with us today. Head on over to our website, swordofthespiritpodcast.com. Click on the contact section and send us over any comments or questions you might have. Also, look for that support button. If you can help us out with a recurring monthly or a one-time, we would appreciate it. Folks, until we meet again, win the lost, no matter the cost. God bless you. Merry Christmas. Take care.
You've been listening to the Sword of the Spirit podcast. If you have any questions or comments, visit our website at swordofthespiritpodcast.com and send us a message. Or email us directly at info@swordofthespiritpodcast.com. Until next time, God bless you and good day.
That's the sound of your next vacation. And it's fast approaching. Really fast if you're a BJ's Wholesale Club member. Because BJ's Travel offers better value than you'll find anywhere else on cruises, even from the cruise lines. And we back that up with our 110% best price guarantee. Plus, BJ's members can also receive up to a $500 BJ's gift card on qualifying cruises. Simply visit travel.bjs.com to set sail for less today. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.